Mark Whittaker from Milford Asset Management Limited is with me. Mark, good evening to you.
Hey, Larry, how are you going?
I'm good, and thank you for your time. Let's look at the investment themes for 2004 and the effects of China and Europe on New Zealand and Australia. Let's start with China. What are you seeing in China at the moment?
Well, I think one of the key themes for 2012 when we look into the new year as we approach the end of this year is just the demand, or Chinese demand for not just Australian resources but also New Zealand commodities, so hard Australian commodities and soft New Zealand commodities into 2012. So that's a big issue, and just how important it is if you look at some of the statistics between, if we look at Australia and New Zealand on one hand as a trading block and China on the other, the amount of two-way trade between those two blocks is about $120 billion per annum. So when you start to think about sums of that magnitude, you can see just how important China is to both Australia and New Zealand. So we need to see a strong China next year to, as a positive for both the Australian and New Zealand economies.
Problem is, it's slowing, isn't it, China?
China is slowing, and that's to be expected. I mean, when you're coming from growth rates of, you know, 10, 11% real growth over the previous years, you know, a slowdown is inevitable. I guess the question is, how much is the slowdown that is coming through in China? Is it going to be a slowdown of something like 8 or 9%, which is, you know, quite reasonable still and sufficient to keep the economy bubbling along, or is it going to be something more in the nature of a hard landing, something below 7%, which, you know, obviously in terms of implications for Australia and New Zealand would be far more significant. At the moment, what we're seeing is export growth, for example, is slowing. So exports from China to the world is probably coming from something like 15-16% growth to about 13%. So there's certainly a slowdown there, and also we're seeing some signs of slowdown in the industrial production numbers as well. So it's something that we need to keep our eye on.
What positive signs are you seeing in China?
Well, there's probably two key positives at the moment. The first one is that inflation is falling dramatically. So we're seeing inflation fall from probably 6% earlier in the year to about 4%, which is probably where the authorities would like to see it, about that 4%. So at that 4% level, all of a sudden the government and the relevant authorities can start stimulating the economy, they can start cutting interest rates, they can start providing some additional monetary stimulus to the economy, and that will obviously boost China's growth and in turn could feed through into Aussie and New Zealand as well.
As far as Europe is concerned, Mark, and the European recession, what's going to happen there is going to have implications, obviously, the globe and, of course, China.
Yeah, it's interesting. As I say, I think two of the key things for the Australian and New Zealand markets next year are probably China on the one hand and Europe on the other, and they're both related. If we see a big slowdown in Europe, we see a big recession in Europe, that's going to have implications for that Chinese export growth that we were just talking about, because about 40% of the Chinese economy is export-related. And of those exports, about a third goes to Europe. So if we see a big pullback in Europe, we're going to see something of a pullback in Chinese growth as well, and that's going to flow through to both Australia and New Zealand.
And what about the effect Europe can have on the Australasian bank funding costs?
Yeah, so there's probably a multi-angle game at play here. So on the one hand, we have the potential impact on Chinese growth. On the other hand, we see a lot of the funding that the Australian and the Australasian banks, for that matter, source for their loan books and for providing credit to the Australian and New Zealand economies comes from offshore. So about a third of all the funding requirements of the Australasian banks comes from offshore. And of that third, a lot of that comes from Europe. So if we see a tightening in the European banking system, and as the problems in Europe sort of resolve themselves, hopefully that becomes less of a problem. But at the moment, we start to see some tightening within the banking markets over there. The ability of banks to source funding, particularly for the Australian banks over there, gets harder and harder, which makes it more difficult for them to grow their balance sheets and, by implication, to provide credit to the economy, which is an important part of economic growth.
What about over the weekend, Mark? Do you see that as optimistic? They're going in the right direction?
Look, I think it's certainly baby steps. It's not the bazooka that global markets are certainly looking for. Given the short-term animals that we are, we want a resolution now. But I think there's small steps on the way to hopefully what will be a wider and sort of, you know, more comprehensive address to the problem. What the weekend did do was provide added liquidity to that, I guess, that European banking system, which again makes it easier for other banks, such as the Australasian banks down here, to source those offshore funds and also access those funds at a lower cost, which is quite important.
Mark, thank you for that. Good to talk to you. I appreciate it. That is Mark Whittaker, Milford Asset Management Limited. For more information on their KiwiSaver funds and their other funds, you go to www.milfordkiwisaver.co.nz.